During a wide-ranging speech in Bedford Wednesday, Governor Chris Sununu touched on Washington politics, President Trump, healthcare, millennials, and, as NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, he, by the way, also confirmed he's running for re-election in 2018.
A few dozen members of the region's business community sat enjoying a breakfast of scrambled eggs and orange juice inside a hotel dining area. They listened politely for nearly an hour as Governor Sununu offered his take on just about everything. There was President Trump's tax overhaul plan.
To be blunt, I think what the president is proposing on tax cuts and tax reform, again, is phenomenal.
He then offered his solution to partisan gridlock in Washington.
And when you talk about whether it's the U.S. Congress or the Senate, I say fire them all. I really do.
And he brought up his long-shot bid to lure Amazon's new corporate headquarters to New Hampshire.
But I got to tell you, what we put out as a proposal in the next couple weeks is going to shock people.
With no script in hand, Sununu worked to come across as a capable leader, a pro-growth Republican, and to carry out perhaps his favorite role, that of cheerleader for all things New Hampshire. And with a high approval rating, this was also Sununu, the confident politician, one who offhandedly confirmed what most observers in the state already knew. He's running for a second term in 2018.
I feel I'm running for governor. Again, the whole thing. I love my job. I think we're doing great things. And I feel very confident we're going to be here in a couple years. And I'll be giving another boring speech a couple years from now. But at the same time, I tell my team, put your head down, assume nothing, get everything done you can as fast as you can. Because that's what people expect of us, to do our job.
Sununu's job prospects for 2018 would, on paper, appear favorable. Just one first-term governor in the last 80-plus years has lost a re-election bid in New Hampshire. That was Craig Benson in 2004. UNH political scientist Dante Scala says the biggest threat to Sununu actually comes from Washington.
When we head into a midterm election, it's the political party of the president that is vulnerable.
Scala says with the president's approval ratings low in New Hampshire, that gives Democrats a clear strategy: work to tie Sununu to Trump. The state's Democratic Party is certainly trying. Shortly after his speech, it issued a statement in which the very first line criticizes the governor's support of Trump's goal of repealing Obamacare. Sununu, for his part, told the members of the New England Council that he doesn't actually like all the politics that come with being a politician, though, of course, that's something politicians often say. He instead harkened back to the days when a different Sununu served three terms in the corner office.
It was a lot easier when my father was governor, right? There was no social media, right? There wasn't all this acrimonious political environment. You mentioned the word politics, people cringe nowadays, right? You know, people are afraid to stand up on their values because they're afraid they'll be judged for being a liberal or a conservative or a Democrat or a Republican. That's a horrible way to be.
It was a somber note in the speech, but he didn't dwell on it for long. Sununu, as he did throughout, was quickly on to another topic. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.